Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. We both came across a Philip Kotler article talking about marketing needed to be curtailed for the sake of sustainability, which is such a theme of the things we've been talking about. And it's great to see. And it is Philip Kotler, the great master of marketing, talking about why marketing needs to stop pushing for growth.
Absolutely. The grandfather of marketing, really sort of latching on here, I think, very much to where marketers should be at. We've been talking about this for probably about 5 or 6 years, ever since the first edition of Philosophy of Marketing came out from the college. The aspect that the consumer now needs to be aware of the what they do, and the marketer needs to be aware of the damage that they potentially can do, as well as the good. And I think Philip has got some very important points to say here, and the fact that he's saying them is very, very powerful for the rest of the marketing community.
I was going to say, he picks up five types of anti-consumerists, which is absolutely fascinating. People that are life simplifiers, degrowth activists, literally going against things needing to grow. Climate activists, people that are sane food choosers, which I thought was a fascinating way of describing people that return to vegetarianism and veganism, and conservation activists, and saying that organised opposition is coming together to fight consumerism and endless growth. You know, it really does feel like a movement.
I'm not quite sure I'd put it as a movement. I'd call it as a collection of trends from various different point of views. You know, there is the argument, say, from the economic perspective of the donut economy, that we cannot constantly continue to grow because of the damage that it will do to the resources of the planet. I think a statistic I saw over the weekend is that we currently consume about 1.7 Earths for the number of people who are actually on the planet. But on the other hand, you often get discussions from other people at the UN who's saying that there is actually plenty of food to go to feed the entire population. The problem is distribution. And so the aspect of just endless pursuit of growth for growth's sake, or indeed for financial short-termism, is definitely doing everybody damage. And we need to get out of the junky status of constantly buying things and constantly wanting to grow. I think the other aspects are more environmental rather than anti-capitalist. And he's picking up there on the various trends, not only in the fact that, you know, more and more people are perhaps changing their dietary habits for whatever reasons, some of which will be environmental, but certainly from people that I have talked to, is that you know, eating red meat is becoming less and less something that you want to do. I'm not a biologist, but one of the aspects has always seems to have occurred to me that historically speaking, a large amount of red meat and other products were eaten because of the calorific content that was needed, either to keep you going or keep you warm. As climate has changed, we eat lighter meals, we eat different styles of meals, and the result of which is that changes purchase patterns. So I think Philip has picked up on several major trends here, which marketers need to be thoroughly aware of, and indeed probably now need to lead. It will do the discipline no badness whatsoever if we pick up on and evangelize about these issues, rather than being seen as being the butt of all the problems. The marketing men have sold me something I didn't want. That, I think, is no longer something that we want to be tarnished with.
Yes, he finishes. It was quite a little rallying cry saying that we're going to have a rise of marketers called sustainability marketers, whose job is to use social marketing tools and demarketing tools to constrain economic growth. And he actually suggests that the marketing world is going to be divided into marketers who are continuing to try to grow against sustainability marketers, and also says every major company will have to hire at least one sustainability marketer to face and deal with the company's growth marketers. Now, that's quite an interesting view, that there is going to be a whole career path for sustainability marketers, something I think would appeal to a lot of people.
I think to some degree it would. It's also going to lead to an awful lot of conflict. And I think one of the things we have to concern ourselves with here is the aspect of B2B and FMCG marketing. Whilst I could understand a lot of what Philip is talking about and agree with him on the FMCG side of things, and there are therefore definitely a need for more sustainable aspects in the way in which you market, B2B side of things perhaps is much more about the refurbishment of the world, the regeneration, the infrastructure bills you see in America and elsewhere being put forward, where, you know, basically, you know, we are living in a bad place for many of the environmental outputs from the past century. So we have coal-fired power stations, we have gas, etc. And we need to have a green revolution. And here I think marketing on a B2B scale has got a lot to be go for on the basis that it is sustainable. It is helping to bring about changes in the way in which power is produced or industrial goods and indeed consumer goods are made in a more sustainable way. It's through innovation, as we've talked about in the past, that is where marketers actually bring their greatest benefit to society.
Yes, what I find absolutely fascinating about it is he quotes a 1972 famous study called The Limits to Growth. I mean, I tend to think of us suddenly waking up to the idea of the limits to growth in the last sort of 5-10 years, perhaps. But the fact that we knew this in 1972 is, I find, absolutely breathtaking.
Oh, well, I was there. I have the copy of the report to the Club of Rome in my hands, The Limits to Growth. Yes, I was there for the launch of, I was there for that, and also for the Brandt report, which came out later. It has been talked about even before the Club of Rome's report, the world was producing far too much pollution, far too much debris as a result of the way in which it produced its goods and services, and eventually would not be sustainable. But you see, when this was produced, there was only 3 billion people or less in the on the planet. Now we have such significantly larger number of people that the impact has become so much more unbearable. It's something that we've woken up to, hopefully not too late. But The Limits to Growth was a very interesting publication. The Club of Rome, precursor to the G7 and others, looks at issues on pollution, the use of agricultural resources, population, socio trends, the use of capital, and the use of agriculture and the impact of pollution. It does have some predictions going up to the year 2100, and indeed some of the aspects going up to 2020, which was the furthest point of its horizon at the time. All one can almost say is, you know, well, told you so.
Thanks, Charles, on that sort of slightly depressing note, but nonetheless, there is I do urge people to go and read the Kotler article. Obviously, we'll put the link up because it's not all depressing, and he does talk about some things that we could do to move forward in marketing, which is so important. Charles, lovely as ever to debate with you.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you again, Kieran.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.